Do you remember any games that you played when you were a teenager that were rough exchanges of rough words, possibly insults to your parents? You were just kidding, but you and someone would do that. If you remember it, what did you call?
No, I really would like for you to break that down a little more, because I can think of a lot of ways in which that could have some effect. For instance, in playing the sandlot baseball, I can remember more fusses and fights and people talking about the families and this sort of thing than any one thing I've ever engaged in.
This is not necessarily just a fight that would come up, but an intentional exchange. A person would, one speaker would try to come up with an insult worse than the last one the other speaker had said, and it would go on like this. The subjects were usually the family of the speakers. It does say the exchange often ended in a fight.
Well, the sandlot baseball usually caused more of that than anything I can ever remember.
Did you ever do anything that called playing the dozens?
Yes, well, this is what I had reference to. One would do something that possibly another felt that he didn't exert his best effort, or because he'd caused them maybe to lose the game and all this type of thing. They would start calling each other bad names and talking about the families who playing the dozens and this type of thing, and would end in a fight. Yes. I've seen that many times in the back out there. Yes.
When a new child moved into your neighborhood, especially a younger child, did he or she have to go through any kind of initiation rite?
In school, they always thought in terms of new fellows being initiated. Girls didn't resort too much of that. But boys always liked to tease and humiliate the new fellow, you know. Older or young, it didn't make too much difference. Of course, the older fellows didn't. They usually started, but the younger ones, those who were bullies, enjoy this type thing. This new fella, they always jump on his back or throw his cap off or headpiece off some of this or to humiliate them, just as a matter of getting them acquainted. I said, well, we want you to be a part of this new life, and this is the way we do it. And once you're initiated, well, you don't have any more trouble.
Would a child born in the neighborhood have to go through anything like that?
No. Sometimes when a child even goes to school, the ones already there, it's like freshmen, you know, they have the hazing of freshmen. That prevails in some instances. When a fellow goes to school for the first time, they know that in many instances they're a little frightened because they were frightened themselves when they entered school. But I don't remember too many things of that sort that happened. But there was always that desire to initiate new people to the new environment, yes.
Amazing.